G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Rise and shine on Australia's Vision Christian Radio.
Phil, listen, it's coming up to Easter. Easter's just around the corner, though. If it goes by, like, let me get old fashioned here for a second. We've got Brett and Kate on the line.
You need to introduce them. Brett and Kate. Good morning.
Focus
how
on the
are
family, because I know Brett and Kate will feel me here. This is what I've been complaining about.
We haven't even said hi.
I'm just concerned about feeling old fashioned. Let's talk to Brett and Kate. Yeah.
Well, there might be a bit of that as well. I'm sure you're going to give us some wisdom. I used to like it because Easter was a special time because you would go to the supermarket and then, like, a few weeks before Easter, you'd get hot cross buns.
Yum.
You know, I mean, everyone loves, I mean, love a hot cross bun. And we've got about 400 different varieties now, and it's fantastic.
I thought you said you've eaten about 400.
Well, let's not go there.
I have eaten a few myself.
The thing for me is it doesn't feel special anymore because the day after Christmas.
It doesn't feel special.
No, I saw it on Boxing Day. I did see hot cross buns in the shops.
They used to be special. They're everywhere all the time. It's going to be soon. There's going to be hot cross buns all year
round. Is that so bad? Kate, could we have hot cross buns all year?
Look, I've gone gluten-free, and I'm just going to say this. Gluten-free hot cross buns is not where it's at.
Tragedy!
We're praying for
you. Very sad.
Oh no. Sad. Talk about suffering over Easter there, my goodness.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, it really is a first world problem.
It really is.
That is true. There's a lot of excitement at Easter about Easter eggs and hot cross buns.
Yes.
But I am curious. We're hoping there's a deeper meaning there. How do we get kids on board and other family members with going beyond the hot cross buns and the Easter eggs, which we love?
Well, I have to acknowledge that is part of the memories, as DJ was saying, that these are memories that you're reflecting upon. But it's also, why are we celebrating? We say the same thing at Christmas time. Why are we celebrating his birth? Now we're actually celebrating his death. But most importantly, we're not only celebrating his death, we're celebrating his resurrection and why that had to take place. And our children need to actually have a greater understanding. And there's a variety of different resources. We at Focus on the Family Australia have a number of resources to help, navigate that, to some crafts, some activities, getting the kids learning. But it's also telling the story. And that is the most important thing of this season.
You've got three boys. They're grown up now, and people have got different stages of life are listening. They might have grandchildren, they might have nephews and nieces, or involved in dealing with the kids. How do we get the kids past all the trappings that they see around them? It's very hard to compete with colourful Easter eggs and Easter bunnies out there. How do we get them to go back to the actual meaning behind Easter?
Well, I guess it's got to be a lifestyle. You know, we're teaching our children all along the way about Jesus. And so
we set the tone.
Yeah, we do. We set the tone. And so it's not just, at Easter we go, oh, you know what? Jesus died and rose again.
Yeah, that's right.
We probably should look at that. No, that's the basis of the gospel, So hopefully we're doing that all along the way, so when it's on its way coming, we're talking about it and the significance of it and all of that. And it doesn't mean they can't have fun with their hot cross buns and their Easter eggs. We used to hide bunnies and eggs in the garden. And
sometimes we'd find them a couple of months later.
We hit that well.
You win.
And the thing is, we used to have to put each boy's initials on them so they wouldn't steal somebody else's and end up with more than their fair share.
Yes.
And so if they found somebody else's, they had to leave it there. But it's a matter of teaching them all along the way the significance of the day and the 3 days and sitting back and understanding even the symbolism. I mean, we looked at it from the Jewish perspective, the symbolism, and it was beautiful. It really was beautiful. And we watch our kids now. We've got one who's got a 4-year-old. And this is not necessarily about Christmas, but it's about teaching them about God all along the way. And one of them said, one of the grandson was yelling, and his uncle says to him, "Well, you did that. If you're yelling, the walls will come tumbling down." And he says, "Only if I walked around it seven times."
Oh, I love it.
And so he knew about the walls of Jericho because his parents are teaching him.
That is so
and about
good.
God's faithfulness. So it's our job to be teaching them, you know, as they go to sleep, rise up, sit at the table, walk along. You know, it's up to us to be teaching them at all stages.
Well, we're talking to Brett and Kate Ryan from Focus on the Family, and we're talking all about Easter. It's Easter time. There's lots of Easter in the shops. DJ's been eating, well, I have too, a lot of hot cross buns and, of course, the Easter eggs as well. And, look, guys, one thing that has been a part of our family now, probably since the kids became teenagers, was I really wanted to make traditions in our home that centered around Christ and that the kids would remember as they growed up. And one of the things that happened during Easter was Passover's part of Easter that we often don't talk about as much. And so I started doing a Passover dinner with our family. Now, we don't do it properly at all. We have roast lamb and there's, you know, we do have dessert, sparkling grape juices on the table. But they do seem to love that. And it's become something the kids talk about throughout the year as coming up. Was that something that you did as a family, or were there moments and traditions around Easter that perhaps you celebrated?
Oh, we did. And I think it's not just Easter time. It's creating those family traditions that actually center back to the joy and the levity and the fun and the positive experiences going through those traditions. And when you do it, say at Passover, it actually puts the two together, family traditions, but also center them on Christ.
Yeah.
And we at Focus want to continue to help mums and dads have those things, because sometimes it's sort of a, well, where do you start?
Yes.
Well, start somewhere. You know, it doesn't have to be bigger than, you know, Ben-Hur. It has to just start something that you might do, you know, like walking through the Palm Sunday. Why do we celebrate Palm Sunday and have some leaves around the place? And, you know, let's talk about it.
Have some leaves around the place.
Some clean leaves that don't have bugs on them.
Not everyone has palms. Or make your own palms.
Do gum trees, gum leaves.
Yeah, that would be quite cool.
It would.
Yeah. And they're Good Friday. And, you know, we've got some activities, some puzzles. And so can still make it fun, and let's talk it through, you know, the maze of, you know, what it would have been like for them, the busyness of that season. The Passover was, you know, that was the go-to thing, but there was so much more symbolism, as Kate has referred to, when we look at the Jewish culture, and then if you actually have a conversation with a Messianic Jew, it comes alive.
Yeah, it really
so
does.
So much more.
I love building these traditions, and it's something we talk about often, how our children are very, very different. With my three boys, I have one who is a lot like me and remembers everything visually. So photos and videos, that's how he remembers everything. Then the middle one is like his mother, and he remembers, I kid you not, everything by clothing that is being worn.
Oh.
What happened on that day? Oh, that's when I bought that new shirt, or I had that pair of shoes. Now, the youngest is the hilarious one. He remembers everything from what he ate. Do you remember when we went here and we visited this and we visited that? Oh, yes, that's, I had the two eggs and the thing. And he remembers like a menu.
Really?
Of everything.
Yeah.
And it's a great challenge for me as a family, as we talk about traditions, to go, how do I make all of that part?
Right, they've got to wear the right clothes.
Yeah.
They've got to eat the right food.
Let's go out and buy some food that you're going to remember, buy a piece of clothing that you can wear and remember, and then take some photos and videos of it.
Ah.
And that's how we sort of build a little bit of a tradition around our house there. But listen, I know you guys have got to run. We love celebrating Easter with Focus on the Family. Thank you so much for your advice and help. And as per usual, I'm sure there's some great resources on families.org.au. How do we find them, Brett?
They can go to our download, and there's Walking Through Holy Week, bringing the Easter story to life for your kids. And there's another one, a Holy Week devotional, and that might be really helpful just to have some reflection questions, not only for the kids. Bear in mind, it's actually good for adults to do those reflection questions as well.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.